Welcome, East Coast Audio fans. Welcome back to the East Coast Audio Show. We're here with you for a SmackDown recap. I'm here. I'm Travis Bryant, here with my man, Bardre Purnell. Shout out to people, Bardre.
Shout.
Let it all out. All right.
Sorry, my bad. I thought we were about to do it.
We are the people. My network debut, the All-Star Kickoff. Big show, hype show.
How did the intro go? Because I missed, that's the only part of the show I missed.
You YouTube watching ass dude.
See? At work, mind you.
So, yeah, just get home. And your broke DVR could not record it. And then you had to...
So, thank God for YouTube.
Anyway. opening was a nice new theme. I mean, you know, the music was okay. The best one was like 02 and 03 when they had like the kind of rap junk going. That beat was kind of thorough. And when Lesnar first really started picking up steam. But then the music was okay. And, you know, the edit jobs and everything is Taz was, Edge was pretty much, I think, featured prominently from the beginning. Like, he was the first superstar you saw in Edge. I mean, then Undertaker and then various other people. You know, I mean, good stuff. You know, I'm sure you could probably YouTube new SmackDown intro. It's probably
I'll fit it somewhere.
500 different versions.
All right.
So that's the new show open. They really hype a, you know, they plug, you know, SmackDown as being this is the All-Star Kickoff. They had new graphics. They just had a new, like, kind of look. Everything besides the set was different graphically than everything you see. they showed all, basically, a ton of wrestlers, like, just pictures of them. Did you see this part or no? Still no.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yo, so what? It came on with the first match?
The eight man.
Right.
So give me the visual. I'm telling you.
They showed a bunch of wrestlers, just pictures of them. Punk, JBL, Benjamin, Morella, Glamazon, McCool. Just everybody that's going to be wrestling. And they ended with the final picture was The Undertaker, and the crowd really got into that. Then they talked about the main event, Triple Threat, Matt Hardy, Jericho, and Triple H. Then they went right to opening match, and it was about 5 minutes worth, maybe more. Eight guys, might have been like 6 minutes, 7 minutes worth of intros. And Jeff Hardy came out to a full ring intro. Ray came out after him. Oh, well, this part, I'm sure. Like, I'm assuming you saw.
Yeah.
And then Batista came out last for the faces. And...
Batista.
You got to throw in that. Bap.
Your tendons out of my arms like I'm 12 years old. What is that?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Hurricane Helms, St. Helms had a I'm just saying line. I can't remember it. He said it about MVP's highest paid being the highest paid. I need his agent, or I want more money, or something. It was okay. I'm just saying. So then the heels came out, and it was MVP intro, then JBL, then D. Brian Kendrick came out, rocking a goatee, and then Kane came out last for the heels. And it was a...
Don't forget Zeke.
Oh, yeah, D. Brian Kendrick was accompanied by Ezekiel Jackson. Ezekiel P. Jackson. They need to give him a middle initial.
P. Sanford. Kane. Oh, I don't know.
Percy. Ezekiel Percy. I almost called him Ezekiel Percy Pringle.
No.
So the opening Well, after it went to a commercial pretty quick, within like 3 or 4 minutes. They did a spot where Finley was on the Hornswoggle got up on the apron. Finley launched him into a clothesline of MVP, and he had the self of Swags, and you know they had kind of pulled back on that stuff lately, like the last like 3 or 4 weeks, and you know they started up again or whatever. They go to a commercial, like, oh yeah, so the about 4 minutes in, they go to a commercial, they come back. Kendrick's just, he's taking the extended beat down I forget he was mixing up. Well, everybody kind of, it was just the baby faces were tagging in and out and keeping Kendrick isolated. This was an okay match, especially the finish.
Yeah, I didn't mind this match. It was pretty good.
Right. The middle was.
You know, Kendrick. I don't like 8-man tags either, but, you know.
Well, I've been kind of complaining lately a lot. Maybe not a lot, but I hate when these 6-mans and 8-mans they have, and they go like 5 minutes. Like, wait, you got 6 people in there. That means they're getting a minute per, you know, and, you know, it's not exactly everybody's even. So this match was like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, with 2 commercial breaks in there. So they gave you 2, you know, they booking the show match-wise with 2 lengthy matches, which, you know, I guess worked well in the end, in the beginning and end, but the middle was matches, at least, were kind of, well, the women's thing wasn't horrible. We'll get to that, but, the middle of the 8-man just was basic 8-man stuff. Zeke even first, Hornswoggle put, Kendrick's jacket on and got on the apron.
I thought that was hilarious for some reason.
That was.
Yeah, it just makes
Kendrick seem important. Like he has something to mock. He does that stupid little dance, and he wears that jacket. And even though you know Kendrick,
it didn't make Kendrick look foolish in any sense of the imagination. It was just
right. But I was going to say he looks foolish, but that's what you're thinking on the surface. But really, it's like guy is important enough that I care that he looks foolish. You know, think over it. You know, thinking about that aloud or even
consciously,
right? So, they go to a commercial again. Well, before that, Hornswoggle had his jacket on, and he went to chase him, and ended up getting the clothesline from Finley, but Zika placed himself. Okay, I can't think of the word I'm looking for. Zeke got back at Finley by behind the ref's back clothesline, Finley on the outside. Let's see. After that, Kane and MVP double team Finley. MVP and Batista ended up getting into it, and of course Batista tossed MVP all around, and him and Kendrick and threw them into each other, and 619 attempt Ray went for during that time period, I think. Because it was right before commercial. Kane tripped him up, and then they went to a commercial, and they came back. And this is where it picked up. You know, the last, 4 or 5 minutes of the match was pretty entertaining. They did a spot, wasn't this the spot where, is this where Ray got up on his shoulders, or did I miss that? That's not new.
That was before the second commercial.
I probably missed that by long. I probably have it in the first, before the first commercial break. and I'm just remembering it. But it was, the finish was great. Not great, that's overstating it. But the finish was real good. It was a lot of back-to-back rapid-fire, not necessarily finishes, but people getting involved and boot here and then a clothesline and then a drop kick and
everybody got a chance to do their thing.
Right. Without necessarily burning out finishing moves. I thought that's important. It wasn't a bunch of
no slams. Batista got off the running power slam.
Right.
But that wasn't his finisher.
But during this part right here, they didn't necessarily.
All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Back, hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep. All 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with the newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.